A flashback to election night. Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's what's been happening in Washington as the committee probing the Capitol riot holds its latest hearing.
Former President Trump's 2020 campaign manager, Bill Stepien, says he advised the president not to declare victory on election night.
My recommendation was to say that votes were still being counted. It's too early to tell.
Clips of Stepien's recorded testimony to the January 6th committee were played at a hearing. Stepien and campaign attorneys indicated they did not agree with voter fraud allegations being pursued by other advisors like Rudy Giuliani.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. In fact, Stepien says he was frustrated by fraud claims others were making to the president before Trump replaced the campaign's legal team. The kind of Monday you'd like to forget on Wall Street. The Dow down nearly 700 points right now as inflation worries continue ahead of the Fed's next two-day meeting, which begins tomorrow. Teachers in Ohio need a lot less training to legally carry guns at school under a bill signed into law by Governor Mike DeWine.
Now, if a district chooses to arm staff members, the bill mandates up to 24 hours. The legislature said up to 24 hours of school-specific training for these individuals.
But he knows districts can require more training and that school boards can decide whether to allow arming teachers. Previously, they needed hundreds of hours of training. The Republican governor says the new law ensures training requirements were specific to a school environment and included scenario-based training. Imprisoned lawyer Michael Avenatti, accused of embezzling money from clients, says he wants to spare his family further embarrassment. So he wants to change his plea in a California case. No details yet in a brief court filing. He's serving time for an extortion case and already sentenced to more in a separate case. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Evacuation orders continue in Arizona because of a new wildfire over the weekend.
The pipeline fire north of Flagstaff sparked Sunday morning and fueled by whipping winds has grown to over 4,500 acres, prompting evacuations in Crater Estates, Schultz Pass, Timberline, and the Arizona Snow Bowl. Highway 89 closed north of Flagstaff. No structures or homes burned yet. This resident erring on the side of caution.
We heard that the fire had already spread. It's southwest of here, but now we heard it was on this side of the neighborhood.
Hundreds of firefighters are battling the pipeline fire. The Coconino County Sheriff's Office also saying a 57-year-old man seen leaving the area has been arrested.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. An accused rapist loses a double jeopardy case at the U.S. Supreme Court. The justice is ruling 6-3 that Native Americans prosecuted in certain tribal courts can also be prosecuted for the same incident in federal court. That's in keeping with a ruling from the 1970s about a more widely used type of tribal court. The new case involved a Navajo Nation member charged with assault and battery in a court of Indian offenses. He served several months in jail, but was then prosecuted in federal court and sentenced to 30 years in prison. Country star Toby Keith reveals a battle with cancer.
The 60-year-old award-winning musician taking to social media over the weekend with a health update for fans, writing, "Last fall, I was diagnosed with stomach cancer. I've spent the last 6 months receiving chemo, radiation, and surgery. So far, so good. I need time to breathe, recover, and relax." Adding, quote, "I am looking forward to spending this time with my family, but I will see the fans sooner than later. I can't wait."
Fox's Lauren Faulkner, the Ohio State Fair, tweeting a message of support and announcing that Keith's July 28th show has been canceled. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.